Good evening, and glad everyone can make it out and enjoy the lovely weather we're having. It's, you know, we're just nearly to the point of, you know, we could start boiling eggs and boiling water, so we're just getting just about warm enough for Max to nearly go without a jacket on, so we're getting close. But I would say we might tackle a book of Genesis or something, but Justin already kind of tackled the book of Revelations this morning, so we'll just kind of look at a few verses in John. And before we kind of get started, it kind of got me, you know, the last couple of weeks and the last couple of years that has been going around, and I was sitting there looking at some kind of game, and you could have the find what's out of place, what's wrong with everything, and I was sitting here thinking. And I thought, 99.9%, I think, of the people that could use this, you know, could figure out, you know, you don't put gloves on your hand. You do put gloves on your hand and not on your feet. You don't put socks on your hand. You don't put, you know, glasses in your pants pocket. You don't, you know, wear things backwards. And you could detect that. You could see that, and you could circle that on some of the pictures of this, and but then the last couple of years, and especially again, you know, it's kind of fired up in the last couple of months with but if you had somebody sitting there with a beard and a dress on, you would circle that. I think 99.9% of the people could circle that, unless they would be the ones that would put gloves on your feet and socks on your hands. Then it might be that 1% of 1%, and I was sitting there and I thought, you know, has this gotten this crazy, this out of place? And I don't know how many times we'll be watching news or something, and me and Becky will look at each other and say, how bad was Sodom and Gomorrah to be, you know, not to be wiped off the face of this earth where we're at now? And I was sitting there, and so that kind of is the basis of kind of what we want to look at. And even Guy this morning, you know, kind of hit this. This morning, and Justin, again, with a good lesson this morning, was a biblical truth in the worldly truth. And the world is wanting to change the truth. They're wanting to put black as white and white as black. They're wanting to put a girl as a boy and a boy as a girl. And, you know, and if you sit there and you say, well, if you want to go to Amarillo, head south. And it's like, we're not in Dumas. We're down here. And but yet the world wants to turn everything 180 degrees. They want to flip it upside down. And but then you step back and you say, well, this is what Jesus had to go through. And we can look over in John, the 18th chapter, and here you can say, here's an educated man, Pilate, and yet he was still wanting to know from Jesus what is truth. And, you know, what is a true answer? What is truth? And where do you get that? And Jesus is going to explain it to him. And here's Pilate. You know, he's a Roman governor. So, you know, he wasn't just somebody that fell off a turnip wagon and they stuck him into, you know, into a hierarchy. He had education. He had connections. He had been around the world. He knew up from down, down from up. He knew the difference between a boy and a girl. I could just nearly guarantee that. But yet, here he is asking Christ. And so in John 18, in verse 38, what is truth? Pilate asked. For this he went out again to the Jews and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. And here, this is after Jesus had been captured and had been turned over to Pilate for persecution, for flogging, and eventually for crucifixion. And yet Pilate couldn't find anything wrong with it. He couldn't find anything that was said, so he was asking Jesus. And Jesus had said previous, so let's just go back up and look in verse 35. Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. And here again, he's a Roman governor. So he doesn't know, is, you know, these people backwards? But, you know, he knows by their laws that they're not. They can't be that stupid. And he's trying to get an explanation out of Christ. It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done? Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "So you are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I come into the world. I came into this world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And then again, "What is truth?" Pilate asked. And here we can see he wants to know. He's trying to figure out from an innocent man. He can't find anything to charge him against. Why do people want him dead? And it kind of goes for, Guy was talking about this morning, the biblical truth. You can have the worldly truth. You can have north and south, east and west, and everybody can be on the same page. But when you start looking through the scriptures, and they're consistent, and God's made it consistent, and Jesus continued making it consistent. But yet, here you have the Jews that wanted to crucify Jesus for telling the truth. You have the whole Old Testament to describe the coming of Christ, and yet they refused to read the truth, and they knew the truth, but yet they were blinded. They didn't want to face the truth. So let's go back just a few chapters in John 14. And begin in verse 5. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And here we can see, and I know I've given a lesson on just this one verse. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this referred back to, years and, generations of truth of the Old Testament through all of Jesus' teaching about the coming of the Savior. And yet, the Jews refused to know that. And it's kind of like, and that's where I was sitting there, and it's like, is this what part of our society? They refuse to see the truth. They refuse to see what's right in front of them just to satisfy their own desires, to satisfy their own needs. And yet, that's not going to get them into heaven. That's not following the gospel. That's not following the examples of Christ. And that's what we are told that we have to do to have that chance to have a home in heaven. And again, we can see, we can turn all the way back to the first of the letter from John, in John 1 and verse 14. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." He didn't have any false narrative. He didn't have any false stories. He didn't have anything that was going to lead someone off the path. And that's what, as Christ, he only knew truth. He only knew the wisdom from God because they were together. And yet, the Jews, were trying to strike him down as the world is today. They're trying to put the falsehood, different narratives. They want us to, kind of pick away at what we know is true. And it's one of those things, we have to go back to rely on something that is consistent. And that one thing that we can know is consistent is the Word. And, people in the world, we were talking about the worldly truth. And, and it goes back to this. North is always going to be north. True north is north. And there's been continents and countries based on just that simple fact of north and south, east and west. And yet, when you want to start looking at the world, they're telling us that's a guy dressed as a girl. So that must make him a girl. And that is one of those things, you have to be consistent. And we have to be rooted in the truth. So in John 8, and we can see again, and I know everything's kind of coming out of John, but it's also one, it's consistent from Genesis to Revelation. It's consistent from the Gospels, from Matthew through John. in Luke that everything is truth. Jesus never had a falsehood. And we can see in John 8, in verse 58. I tell you the truth, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. And here you can see, he is with God in the beginning. He has only known truth. He's only been able to tell the truth. And every time somebody asked, in his teachings, in his examples, it's always been the truth. And that's the example as Christians that we must follow. We are told to follow and to model our life around. We know we're going to fail. We know we're going to fall short. But yet we can ask for forgiveness and we can do our best. We can try again and to help spread the truth, to spread the gospel. And this is where it's not of the world, but what we have to go out and tell the truth to our friends, our neighbors, our family, is right here in front of us. It's the scriptures. It's the gospel truth. And I know people have heard that phrase over years and, you know, in generations. But yet when it comes from here and we can see through the examples of Christ, it's consistent. And that's something that as Christians that we have to be. We can't waver. We can't be as the waves get tossed to and fro and change with the wind. We have to be consistent. And as Christians, that's going to be something that we can't waver from. We can't change. And again, we can look in just a little bit earlier in John 8, and let's look at verses 31 and 32. We'll kind of do this in closing. And hopefully it's something that I brought tonight that, again, is nothing new. It's nothing, you know, earth-shattering, ground-shaking, something out of the scriptures that is going to turn the world upside down. But it's just the fact that it seems like the world wants to turn everything else upside down. So, you know, we have to be rooted. We have to go back to the basics. We have to go back and, you know, maybe not remind ourselves, but be prepared to give that answer to others if somebody asks us. So, you know, in John 8 and verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And here, an example for us, we need to follow the examples. We need to follow his teachings. We need to be the disciples of Christ. We need to take what he's been written down. We need to see. And the only way to do that is to study. And we can't do that, you know, by just letting it sit there on the shelf, letting it sit there on the bedside table. And osmosis doesn't work that way. But we have to read. We have to physically pick it up, read it, study it, to apply it. And that's one of those things as Christians, is something that we're going to have to put some effort into. And to have that reward, to have that chance, to have a home in heaven with Christ, we're going to have to put ourselves out there. We're going to have to study and apply it and to be that example to the world and be able to have the truths. And the only way to do that, again, is to read and to study it. So if there's any in the audience that feels that they're ready to be baptized or they need the prayers of the church, come forward as we stand and sing the song.